My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, from the second reading, St. Paul prays for us. May the Lord be generous in increasing your love and make you love one another and the whole human race as much as we love you. And may he so confirm your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless in the sight of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus Christ comes with all his saints. Finally, brothers, we urge you and appeal to you in the Lord Jesus Christ to make more and more progress in the kind of life that you are meant to live, the life that God wants, as you learned from us and as you are already living it. You have not forgotten the instructions we gave you on the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. What kind of love, what kind of life is St. Paul talking about here? He is talking about the life of love. The life of love. And they will know we are Christians by our love. By our love, yes, they will know we are Christians by our love. By our love. By our love. John 13:35. Jesus says, there is nothing that will let them know you are my disciples except love. That is why St. Paul will tell us in 1 Corinthians 13, if I have the whatever gifts, if I can speak with angelic tongues, if I have faith to move the biggest mountain, if I have knowledge to comprehend all the mysteries in the world, yet I have no love, he says, it all profits me nothing. And we are made to understand that God is love. 1 John 4:8, God is love. So friends, that is our calling. That is the life we are meant to live. St. Paul says, finally, brothers, we urge you and appeal to you in the Lord Jesus Christ to make more and more progress in the kind of life that you are meant to live. So God expects us to grow in our love. That is our calling as Christians. And that is the desire of God. And precisely that is why Jesus is coming. That is why he came. Love personified. Jesus was and is, or at that time was love walking. Jesus was love walking. God is love and Jesus is God. So he came that we will see him and be able to emulate, imitate him. Now in his absence, the word of God tells us he has poured his love into our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. So that as Christians, as we walk about every day, as we interact with people, people will experience the love of God in us and come to know Christ in us and be converted, so to speak, if they are not Christians. And if they are, then they will experience the promises Jeremiah is telling us about the coming of the Lord. He says, on that day when the Lord comes, he will fulfill all the promises he made to us. What are the promises? Promises of peace and joy. That is what we are called to. And that is what a life of love produces. And that is what a person of love also experiences. And friends, this is not possible if we are not people who are watchful and awake and praying. And that is the message of Advent for you and I. Advent, a period of waiting, a period of repentance, a period of prayer, intense prayer, and a period of what? Watching. And so Jesus didn't miss it. He reminds us, stay awake. praying at all times for the strength to survive all that is going to happen and to stand with confidence before the Son of Man. Stay awake, praying at all times for the strength. It means when we pray, God strengthens us to be able to live the life He wants us to live, and also to be able to stay awake. We need strength to stay awake. If not, we will fall asleep. It's like taking coffee in order to be awake. But anyway, I know some people, when they take coffee, they even sleep more. It's like, but like taking a stimulant to keep you awake. Prayer is our stimulant, spiritual stimulant, to keep us awake. So it says, stay awake, pray at all times. Prayer is talking with God, dialogue. So this period of Advent is a reminder to all of us to spend more time, not just being awake, but being awake in the presence of the Lord. Be in the presence of the Lord. Be awake. How? Praying, that is one. Two, through the reading and meditating on the scriptures. We are waiting for Him to come. So as we sit down, as you wait on Him, through prayer, through meditating on the word of God, through repentance. And it's interesting, in the second reason, Paul says, may the Lord be generous in increasing your love and make you love one another more. So the possibility of us growing in love is there. May the Lord increase your love. We should not be content with where we are as Christians. We are supposed to what? To grow. So in this period of Advent, each one of us, let us stretch ourselves a bit. Increase your number of minutes for prayer. If you have been praying for 15 minutes, make it 30. If you have been praying for 30 minutes, make it what? 45 or 1 hour. That, yes, so increase. May the Lord increase your love. So the more we avail ourselves in His presence, the more we will grow, the more we will increase in our capacity to love. And He says, that is the only way people will know we are Christians. And what is love? Patience. We will grow in our patience. Love is kind. We will grow in our kindness. It's goodness. We will grow in our goodness. It always forgives. We will grow in our forgiveness. So this season of Advent is for all. It's a call on all of us to make conscious effort to increase our kindness, our goodness. Let's increase our love, our patience. Let us be patient, more patient with one another. There are some people who always irritate us. This is a season where we need to give them more, we need to let them experience more patience from us. That is love. They will experience that aspect of God in us. And Jesus makes very clear, the only way out is for us to stay awake in prayer, awaiting His arrival, His coming. He is coming to increase our peace, our joy. So we should wait eagerly, not grudgingly, not lazily or compulsively. No, we should be joyful in our waiting. You know, it's one thing to wait. It's another thing to be joyful when you are waiting. When you are waiting for somebody or something and you are not happy, it drags on and on and on. You become impatient. But if you are waiting in joy, especially depending on the person you are waiting for, and you know what they are bringing to you, if it's something good, you should be joyful whilst waiting. And we know that the coming of our Lord is nothing to harm us, but to bless us. So as we wait for His coming, what should be our attitude? One of joy, one of peace, one of patience, one of goodness and kindness, and all the other attributes of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This is what we pray for in this Mass, on this first day of Advent, that each one of us, by the grace of the Lord, will truly stay awake and be watchful. And let us pray for one another. And let us extend to one another this love of God. The only way by which people will know that we are Christians.
And they will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
May Mary, our mother.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.